Galnet News Update, 16th of December 3307. The criminal known as the Winking Cat has unexpectedly returned the stolen ceremonial Joker playing card to the Joker's Deck Gambling Club, with a mysterious message printed on the back. Eric Gunnarsson of Wallglass, the detective agency, explained that the card, which was stolen on the 12th of October, had been returned by courier, so it might not be appropriate for the agency to claim a finder's fee. By its use of ordinal numbers, the message appears to reference two overlapping two-week periods, one running from today until the 30th of December, and the other running from the 23rd to the 6th of January, covering a total of 3 weeks. The first 2 weeks are labelled 1, 2, 3, and the second overlapping fortnight is labelled 4, 5, 6. Gunnarsson speculates that this may be the public announcement of some sort of treasure hunt organised by the Winking Cat, possibly with some sort of prize at the end. The feline felon has, after all, been stealing even more artwork and other curiosities, and has also been attempting to raise a very large number of credits. The captured Steel Majesty megaship, which was recently seized by Imperial forces from the remainder of the paramilitary Neo-Marlinists, has been returned to the Marlinist colonies. Renamed Fairfax Vision in memory of murdered First Minister Jenna Fairfax, the megaship will be the flagship of the Marlinist colonies, able to command operations at home or abroad whenever it's needed. Its home will be in HIP 22550, and it'll fly the flags both of the Free Marlinists of Carinae, who'll maintain it, and of the Free Marlinist colonies. First Minister Octavia Volkoff expressed her hope that now that the NMLA has been defeated, the progressive republican society founded outside the Empire by the true followers of Marlin Duval will experience peace and prosperity.